In France yesterday, an overwhelming show of solidarity after last week's attacks by Islamist radicals.
At the head of a unity march in Paris, more than 40 world leaders linked arms in a slow procession. And it's worth noting who this event brought together.
The leaders of Israel and the Palestinian Authority were there.
Also, the president of Ukraine and the foreign minister of Russia, at least symbolically setting aside their differences.
French President François Hollande said Paris became, on this day, the capital of the world.
More than a million people flooded that city's streets. They were determined to honor the victims of last week's attacks.
Marchers said they were sending another message as well, that people of all different faiths, races, and political beliefs can join together and stand for liberty and tolerance. At times, the mood in Paris almost seems celebratory. But much of the day was solemn.
I felt like I was doing my duty today as a citizen.
That's Florian Cheva. These were some of his only spoken words yesterday because he spent much of his time walking in silence.
But from time to time, the national anthem of France came up and we sang along, but in a very low voice, very respectful, not chanting like we would at a football match or any soccer, as we call it in America, events.
The crowd included people from all over the world, like Claire Mays. She's an American who's been living in Paris for nearly 30 years.
This was a silent march, but what was wonderful was to hear the waves. Here there was a wave of Charlie, Charlie, and it would just travel right up the avenue.
Jean-Jacques Fumo came to the rally with his wife and their son, and a homemade sign supporting the satirical magazine that was targeted in the attacks, Charlie Hebdo.
I'm a policeman, and I'm Charlie. That's what is written on my poster. En français, je suis juif, je suis un policier, et je suis Charlie.
That voice, one of the millions of people out on the streets yesterday in cities and towns across France.